And we now look through the window of baseball, which is a great window to look through. We do it for Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice, and our good friend Mark Pearsall, Dan White over at Truitt and White. And we bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, happy Sunday to you.
Yeah, same to you, Marty. The game's on TV here, so although I'm not there, I'm going to have my hat on, my shades, and even a little suntan lotion.
Yeah, this is one where you and I have sat. Remember, we've sat out for Giants-Dodgers, and I remember having a nice time, and I remember how hot it was. And the weather's a little better today, a little nicer today.
Yeah, it seems like there's not a lot of shade available in that stadium. Unlike Scottsdale,
kidding?
And you're just baking out there.
No, you want the sunscreen concession at this place. That's your retirement to do that. So Giants, White Sox, kind of interesting. You know, you get to see Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu. I like this Avisaíl García. He's a mini Miguel Cabrera. Mm-hmm. And they have this guy hitting ninth, Scott May. I don't know if you saw, someone had a little note on him today. I guess he's like 19 for 52 in spring training, and all of a sudden he's put himself in the middle of maybe making the team. So, you know, it's one of those spring training stories. But the White Sox, Bruce, said this is a team they think will win somewhere between 78 to 80 games, really.
Don't they have the kid Yoan Moncada, too, from the Red Sox?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was considered the best hitter in the minor leagues, and he didn't quite show that with the Red Sox. They felt that he was expendable, but he's awfully young, Cuban kid.
Right.
And he could come on strong. That'll be very interesting to watch. But, yeah, the White Sox are a pretty interesting club. They don't have Chris Sale, but they've made a bunch of moves they felt they had to make. They've changed things up a little bit. You know, last spring was all about, you know, I think it was the last spring with the kids in the locker room and all that garbage.
Absolutely.
And Chris Sale tearing up the jersey that he didn't like during the season. So the mood is a little different and probably for the better.
Yeah, this Moncada is interesting. I was really hoping to see him today. He is not in the lineup today. Todd Frazier is in there, and Garcia at short. Tyler Saladino in the infield as well. But he spent $500,000 of his bonus on cars.
Sounds like Cespedes.
Yeah, and yeah. Like these wild-looking cars, you know, and he's 19 years old. So that I saw that. There was an article about that. And then the White Sox signed their shortstop, Tim Anderson. Now, here's a guy. I've never seen him play, Bruce. 6 years, $25 million, and the guy hit 9 homers, 30 RBIs in 99 games, and they've seen enough?
Well, you see him on television. He's a line drive hitter. He's fast. He makes the plays. He really looks the part. You're right. That's an awful lot of money for a guy with not a whole lot of credentials, but I would put my money on him. I really like him, and that would make yet another, you know, a great shortstop in the American League. I mean, you look at the A's with Marcus Semien, and he's very good and he's improving, but everywhere you look with Carrera and Lindor and, you know, this kid, there's so many great shortstops in both leagues. You know, Crawford, I mean, to make a mark and really be known, you better be special.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about Crawford, and I sitting with Chuck Cotillere yesterday, the scout for the Washington Nationals, an old National League player who was a manager with the Mariners. And we're talking about Crawford and how good he's become. But Bruce, he doesn't look like the typical shortstop. You know what
right.
I mean? And Chuck said even when they started playing and they started scouting him, they thought he would be too big to be a shortstop, that he would have to be moved to a corner.
Yeah, he's not portly by any means, but he doesn't have that long, lean look that you like to see from a shortstop.
Right.
Going way back to Marty Marion, you know what I'm talking about. But then you watch him play, his hands are completely magical. He's got great range. That first step to either way is lightning. And, boy, I'll tell you, the WBC did so much for him. He's sort of like he's like an ongoing secret. And you know, it's not completely out yet. You know, so people are still going, wow, man, I think Jim Leyland, to a degree, realized this guy, but play him at short for me, every game I manage for the rest of my life. And plus, he's I can't think of too many shortstops, Marty, who improved so dramatically as a hitter. I mean, he is just raking. Yesterday, he put one out, didn't he? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, 450.
And yeah, he's just he's a solid line drive hitter. Hits lefties, stands in against lefties, no problem at all. So, yeah, I think you're talking about your five things. One of the five things I'd like to see is him start start for the National League in the All-Star game and for the Giants in the World Series, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He is now on the radar of the country and the world.
Yeah.
After seeing him in the, and you know that I was thinking about this. You got Belt, Posey, Pence, and Crawford. Those are four guys, and I did this home run thing. I'd like to see 90 home runs out of these guys. But where do you hit Crawford?
Yeah,
where do you hit him now? I mean, does he hit fifth, and is he a solid number five hitter now?
I'd rather see him hit fifth. I'd rather see him hit in a power slot than Belt almost. I think he makes more consistent contact. He doesn't have the I think Belt will wind up with more homers, but I wouldn't have any problem hitting him in that kind of a slot, fifth, until he proves otherwise.
Yeah, I think he will. And my one of my five things was Belt, 28 homers, Posey 22, Crawford 20, and Pence 20. And I don't think that's a reach, is it, for
those
four guys?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. That could easily happen. I can see that happening, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a couple of things you think? I always like, I miss that. Are you doing that thing where you do the predictions, the captions on the teams and all that? Do you still do that?
Yeah, I'm putting together the National League right now. It's really condensed down to just the won and lost numbers and the manager's numbers and a couple of notes on the team. But I am doing them. I haven't quite formulated who I'm picking in the divisions, but I'm starting to work on that right now.
Yeah, I love when you do that. Is that going to be what, next Saturday or Sunday's paper? I guess
it runs. Sunday the 2nd, whatever that. Yeah.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a couple of thoughts about the Giants, things that, you know, again, I had a drive over here for 45 minutes from Mesa, so I had a lot of time to think. And I said, all right, let me come up with the five things that I think, you know, that you guys used to put in the paper, five things that you like to see a team do. Do you have things that maybe is about the Giants that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things that aren't on your list. I'd like to see some Arja really come into his own as a guy who, you know what you're going to get every time out. You're going to get 6-7 innings, couple runs, balls moving, but he's spotting it. We know he's a great competitor. And, you know, cut down on those starts where he's out of there in the third and you can't figure out why, except that, I guess, because he's grooving it down the middle. I'd definitely like to see that. I'd like to see third base really firmly settled. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's a little early for Arroyo, but I'd like to see Nunez take that. And I see he's playing today. I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, DHing today.
Yeah, DH. I'd like to see him take that job and, you know, forget about it. He's going to be the starter there most of the time. And I'd like to see Parker hit 25 bombs because you know he can. And if he were to do that, there wouldn't be any question about left field. I think that's entirely possible. I mean, you know, as we all know, when he gets a hold of one, it's just ridiculous. Those are kind of the couple of the things I was thinking about. I did see your list, which of course is comprehensive, and I wanted to add to it.
Yeah, very good. I said 800 innings out of, and you sort of pinpointed Samardzija of being the guy, but the four of them for Matt Moore, Samardzija, Cueto, and Bumgarner, you'd like to see the average of 200.
Yeah,
and I know you don't see a lot of pitchers at 200 anymore. I think there were only 16 last year. But these guys are capable of it, and if you do that, it takes the pressure off the bullpen.
If they do that, they win the division. Because I think it's going to be harder than ever to supplant the Dodgers. But if they do that, I think they win it.
Yeah, what's your take? Last night on the post game, I went on about this, and I know Dave Fleming talks about it a lot. What happens with Matt Cain, Bruce? So, you know, we've watched baseball for many years. How do the Giants handle this Matt Cain situation?
Well, the first thing everybody's going to have to deal with is loyalty and respect from the organization toward him, toward what he's done. And, of course, you know, with Will Smith out and Ty Block maybe figuring a little bit more in relief, although he is starting today, you know, it makes it easier to give Cain a lot of rope to get maybe 10 starts and really find out once and for all. I'd rather see it go the other way. Because I think we've seen enough to know that it's just not the same Matt Cain. It happens to every great pitcher. There's a point where you're not that guy anymore. And of course, he had the elbow surgery that really screwed him up in terms of timing and release point and all that stuff. But I just think the way the Giants operate is always about respect and loyalty, and seldom to a ridiculous degree. So, you know, giving him 10 starts is, I think, what we should expect, and not to get too upset about it unless he's just getting hammered every time out.
Yeah. All right. All right. You know, well, the 10, he'd have to get past the first five, I think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. 10 might be a little much, but yeah.
Well, it depends. You know, again, as I always say to Raf, you know, it's not the record necessarily. It's what the game turns out to be. I mean, you know, if he gives up four in the fourth and you end up winning 6-5, you know.
Everybody's happy afterward, but, you know.
Yeah, but that's not good.
No.
You know, you can't live like that. And that's what you want to see. You want to see a guy who keeps him in the game.
Yes.
And I think that's important. If he keeps him in the game, I think he'll stay in the rotation. And Tyler Beede will pitch in Sacramento until he's ready. And then I think my opinion is on Tyler Beede, we're going to see him in the big leagues this year. And they talk, Bruce, they're talking about him coming up and even being a reliever.
Well, I love that he's pitching in Oakland on Saturday. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Give him a little taste of a bigger scene, more, you know, where you feel a little bit more like the bigs, but yeah, as a reliever, why not? I mean, they're going to need right hand. They're going to need relief from all sides, except for Melanson, which he appears to have that angle covered. But you know, the right-handed relief is pretty dubious right now. You just don't know. So if Beede could do that, that'd be terrific.
Yeah, and he's going to pitch Saturday, and that Saturday game starts at noon, and that's the last game, and that's when you get fined $50 if you don't swing at the first pitch.
I do that anyway, no.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this game is an hour and 40 minutes, and Manfred will say, see, that's the way baseball should be. I love the last game. You know, they want to get out of there so quickly, it's ridiculous. So he's going to pitch that one. The other thing is Span and Pence, and I got into this a little bit yesterday. Gorky Hernandez, Bruce, had a good game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. He ran hard. He hit the ball hard. He showed something yesterday. So I said for Span and Pence, I said 130 games each, because what would happen if they played 80 games? Who's going to come in and play? I think that's a key for me. And is it too many to ask for 130 out of those two guys?
No, that's what you'd want to see. I mean, they're healthy right now. They've had problems in the past staying healthy, but I don't think either one of them, especially Pence, I don't think is injury prone. I think he's a big horse. I think they got to get 130 out of him, because you know, replacing him in right field would be tough. I don't know, they probably have to shift Parker over there because he's got a decent arm, but covering right field at AT&T is a titanic challenge. But you know, if they were to lose Span, I think to get a long look at Hernandez would be pretty interesting, because he is a good hitter and a good fielder. It took a great throw to get him thrown out at third yesterday to end the inning, which wasn't the greatest thing, but that was a clutch hit that he got. And he's just a good athlete. I like the looks of him, so I think they could probably survive Span not playing 130 more than Pence.
Yeah, I agree. I think Pence changes the lineup. It's just dramatically different, and also for the depth issue. And you're right, I think Parker would shift over there, then you'd have to find a left fielder, full-time left fielder to do that, and maybe that would be Gorky's.
You
need another backup guy. So they're a little short. They're a little short in that area. All right, here's the last thought for you. Of course, you know, we're getting to that part of the season where I could talk to you for an hour. If you had to pinpoint one player in the Giants that you couldn't lose this guy, where do you go with that one?
Oh, Melanson, without a doubt.
You can talk about
Posey, you know, that it's so obvious, you know. I mean, to lose Posey would be devastating, but I mean, I don't factor that. I don't factor negativity into Posey or Crawford or Pence. But you know, Melanson is the new guy who's going to save games. You know, they were a disgrace last year, saving late games. And if he were to go down, I think that would be about as discouraging as anything.
Very, very good point. It's interesting you said that. I went Posey.
Yeah.
And Josh went Crawford. Raf, where do you go on that? Who's your guy?
Raph? Sorry, Marty, I was in the other room. I agree with Bruce. You definitely can't lose Melanson.
All right, Bruce. Well, you won this one.
Either Melanson or Gillespie, you know.
You have an ally. You know, the other thing that we like to do, it was in the paper today, the Arizona paper down here. One of the writers picked the NL MVP and NL Cy Young, and they had Arenado as the MVP, Bryant and Harper behind him. And for the NL Cy Young, Kershaw, Syndergaard, and Bumgarner is the top three.
Yeah, that's hard to argue with any of that. Those are the guys, you know. But the Bumgarner-Kershaw dynamic is going to be sensational again as they play each other so many times. And, you know, Arrieta will be in there probably. Chris Bryant, for sure. Harper's a little bit of a wild card because he fell off the table, you know, so drastically last year, probably because of his injury, shoulder. But and Arenado's a really interesting case. In the WBC, I watched him look very vulnerable for the first time ever. And, of course, he's especially tough on the Giants in San Francisco and Colorado. Best third baseman in the game. Just, you know, phenomenal talent. Just really special. And he was completely lost at the plate for about 15, 17 at-bats. Yeah. And he finally came up with a couple of not terribly impressive, but they were hits at the end. And I love how Leland stuck with him. But, you know, probably means nothing. But it was interesting to see that it would be like watching Crawford boot like six balls in a row.
Really? You're right. And he had that look on his face so he couldn't believe he couldn't hit the ball.
Yeah.
What about Goldschmidt? How about if you're Goldschmidt and you don't play?
Yeah, that's wrong.
How about that?
That's wrong. You got to play Goldschmidt and you got to play Murphy. I mean, I know that Leland liked Kinsler a lot better as a combo with Crawford, but, you know, there's a lot of games in that thing. You play six games before you even get to the final round, and you got to give these guys a look. I mean, they gave up a lot to be there. You know, you can't just have three at-bats.
I agree. And now Goldschmidt's back, and now he's got to reestablish himself. And I don't know. Maybe that's just a fan talking. Maybe it doesn't bother you.
Well, you know, in June it's not going to matter. But I just thought, you know, if you're going to be on that team, and it was such a great team in every respect, and, you know, you'd like to think that everybody is not just a part of it emotionally, but, you know, on the field as well.
Yeah. Hey, great to talk with you. So you, today, I guess you got final four stuff. I mean, Elite Eight or whatever it is today.
Yeah, watching the South Carolina game right now. But I'm as up for watching the Giants today as I am anything. It says it's kind of there's a lot of guys in there today. Eyes are on them. Rollins, Marrero's in there. Ruggiano, Tomlinson, blocked. So good day to watch the Giants and kind of watch along with Bochy and as they make their final decisions.
Yeah, watch Ruggiano, Bruce. I think he probably has an opt out, and if he's not going to be here, I think that there's interest in him.
Oh yeah, he'll play somewhere.
Yeah, he hit the ball pretty hard yesterday, so he is a guy, I think, for me to watch today. All right, I appreciate it. Next Saturday we'll talk, and then all of a sudden here we are on Sunday, opening day.
Sounds pretty sweet, doesn't it?
And I love it. And by the time we get to the home opener, it'll be the eighth game, and I'll say there's only 154 to go.
We'll talk about April baseball for an hour.
Really? All right, have a great Sunday. Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.